listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Charles, David, and Matt. To become a part of our amazing Patreon crew, please visit us on patreon.com/Final Girls Horrorcast.
Hey there, lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 327th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we're discussing Troll 2, which was requested by listener Charlie, who is also our intern. I don't know if you know this. It's our official intern. So thank you, Charlie.
Officially.
Yes.
Thank
official,
you,
unofficial.
Exactly. As a reminder, we do tend to spoil things, so continue at your own risk. Troll 2 is available to stream on Tubi, Canopy, Redbox, Pluto TV, and Freevee. So check that out before continuing if you're spoiler sensitive.
Literally anywhere for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to want the commercials. Sometimes we want a commercial.
I didn't have a commercial, and I made my own commercials.
Oh, you didn't have a commercial? Where did you watch it?
I watched it on Canopy.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. They don't have commercials?
It's the like library thing. Like if you put in your library card, it's free or whatever.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to try that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Oh,
I watched it on Tubi.
Okay, so. But commercials were helpful. So there you go.
AKA Tubi.
Tubi. Tubi TV. They're never going to sponsor us because we don't pronounce their name right.
Well, it's a Final Girl tradition to mispronounce it.
Exactly.
We were talking about it before anyone else was, and no one was saying it. So we were just like, oh, it's obviously Tubi, not Tubi, like the tube of a television, like the boob tube. Did your parents ever call the TV the boob tube?
Never. I would have been... very upset if they had.
My parents definitely called TV boob tube.
That's hilarious. And I don't understand it, but that's okay.
I think it's just you watch it too much and you turn into a little like zombie. It's not like about
boob.
Yeah, it's not about breasts, you know. It's just, sure. You know, the boob tube.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, before we jump into today's film, let's get started with the segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Infested. It's got an April 26th release date. It's due to be released on Shudder. The French title is Vermine.
I don't know how to say it in French.
Vermines? I don't know. You took French, Verminous. Didn't you?
Yeah, but I never said that word, probably.
Reminds. It's written and directed by Sebastian Vanek. Yeah, I'm gonna go with it.
Or Vanacek or Vanasek.
There's Vanacek. No H.
Yeah, but sometimes C's make a ch. I don't know.
It's also written by Florent Bernard. The IMDb summary is residents of a rundown French apartment building battle against an army of deadly, rapidly producing spiders.
I
was so surprised to see that you picked today's trailer and it's this one.
I don't discriminate.
Look, I literally don't know anybody who hates spiders more than you. Like you.
I have a list of trailers that I picked for this year.
Sure.
And I put a lot of work into that list. Yeah. And so I'm going to use all of them.
Okay. I appreciate it. I'm just surprised because...
It's funny because the trailer, I started out and I was like, all right, I mean, this sucks, but it's okay. But then by the end of the trailer, I was like, absolutely not. I will never watch this movie.
If you're new to this podcast, Carly, not a fan of the spiders.
Whew, I do not. Especially these kinds where they're pointy and they're fast and I hate them. No, thank you.
It's like the crunchier they look, the worse it is.
I just despise it. I don't mind like the round ones, like tarantulas, jumping spiders. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I follow that jumping spider Instagram channel. Like, oh, they're freaking cute AF. I love them. But the pointy, slimy looking, like, bleh, I can't. I'm literally getting queasy just thinking about it.
That's funny. See, the thing is, like, I don't, okay, I'm not like a bug person. I don't love bugs, but I appreciate them. And spiders just are one of those things that I don't want them in my house, but like in nature, I like to look at them. Like if I see one in my garden, I'll just sit there and watch it for a while because I think they're very cool. I don't want them living in my house, but I do want them living in my yard.
I definitely have a love. I don't even like say love, hate. It's just love, uncomfortable relationship with them, you know?
Sure.
It's like I hate mosquitoes. They kill mosquitoes. Right. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
If they're in my windowsill, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. Stay there.
Yeah.
If they're running across my ceiling, running across, yeah,
that's a problem.
I'm like, we're going to have an issue.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Like hanging out in the corner, just stay where you go.
Yeah.
Just stay there and catch the flies. Like, that's cool. We can have a symbiotic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But the second you start skittering around where you don't belong, we're going to have problems.
And I am not a murderer. I don't like to kill things, even the things that I don't like. But like, it is hard to like usher them outside. They always go where they don't want, where you don't want them to go.
Yeah.
It's just a problem.
Yeah.
You
know what's happening right now? Like this time of year is when we get the, I guess you call them mayflies. Some people call them mosquito eaters. There's the, those, they look like spiders with wings and they're all like clumsy and they have these big gangly legs and they fly
big
and like
idiots.
Bump into things. I hate them. I hate them so much because they're so bumbling, like they're just going to fly into my face and like get stuck in my hair and I can't.
100%.
I can't. Yeah. Those are worse than spiders to me. Like I
don't mind them. I'm fine with them.
No.
I don't want them in my face. But
they get in my house and I'm like, how did you even get, the door was open for 2 seconds. How are you in here right now?
Even though they're idiots, they'll just figure out life finds a way, you know?
Their lifespan is like 2 seconds though, so they don't.
Yeah, no, they die quickly.
Although I do miss having Haley for many reasons, but one of my favorite things was this time of year. I would like wake up in the morning and there would just be corpses on the ground of all of the mayflies that Haley attacked in my while
Aww,
I was sleeping.
Cute. She
was the best.
I love it.
I'll take all the spiders over one cockroach, though. I can't.
I
cannot with the cockroaches. No. There's cockroaches in this trailer, too. By the way, we're not talking about the movie at all. We're just talking about bugs and arachnids.
I mean, that's literally what this movie's about. So if you have a bug issue, maybe don't watch the trailer. Maybe this movie is not for you.
I'm going to tell you, I'm kind of into it. I kind of want to
really
watch it.
I'm excited for you to watch it and tell me how much I would hate it.
Can I put it on the wheel? No.
No, fuck no.
All right, we're going to need someone to request this movie. Thank you.
I feel like if I had to watch this movie, I would need to watch it at someone else's house.
Okay.
Because I would immediately just want to light my shit on fire. You
sure,
know?
Sure, sure.
Like, I would just be like, they're everywhere.
So you want to go to someone else's house and then want to burn their house down?
Yep. I mean, if they have a house infested with spiders, it's not my problem.
Sure. Got it. But you like arachnophobia, don't you?
Sure. I don't know. Yes, I've seen it before, but it was like a really long time ago.
I thought we did it on the show. Not that long.
Maybe that was the last time I watched it.
What about Eight-Legged Freaks? I know we did that one.
That is ridiculous.
The spiders giggle in that movie.
They do. They giggle, but they're also like tarantulas. Like, I'm not scared of tarantulas. I mean, I would be scared of like a wild tarantula, but like in movies now, you know?
Sure. Fair.
I don't know.
So Infested, coming to your TV screens on October 26th. Sorry, we didn't really talk about the movie, but it's really because we don't really know what the movie's about other than
spiders.
There's spiders in an apartment building.
Murder spiders.
Sure. They do kill. Yes, they can. And they do in this movie.
Because they're very venomous.
Yes.
It also looks like they get giant.
They do look like they get very large. Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Let's get into it, Carly.
All right.
What are we doing?
Today, we're discussing Charlie's Pig.
Yes.
Troll 2. Troll 2 from 1990, written and directed by Claudio Fragasso, also written by Rossella Drudi. The IMDb summary is, a vacationing family discovers that the entire town they're visiting is inhabited by goblins disguised as humans who plan to eat them.
So Charlie was worried that this movie would not live up to the hype. He requested it and then quickly said, never mind, but it was too late. It was too late. We had already selected it.
He had already selected it. We had already selected it. It was fast.
I told him. Yeah. And I told him it's in true Final Girl tradition that we don't like the movies that are being requested. Okay, it's fine. It's okay. This isn't for us. This is for you.
It's true. I think my favorite thing that I learned about this movie was that, and because, I mean, it's literally about goblins, but it's called Troll 2.
Yes.
But it was supposed to be, the movie was supposed to be called Goblin, and the wife was mad that her friends were becoming, like, vegetarians, right?
Yes.
So she, like...
She got the idea because her friends were all... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. And so now we have this...
Masterpiece.
I was going to say masterpiece, but I was going to say I use that term loosely.
I mean, I think it is. It's a masterpiece in its own right. I mean, here's the thing. I was watching this and I was like, I hate a movie that's trying to be funny by being bad. And then I realized it's not trying to be funny by being bad. It just is bad. And that makes it so much better because I was like, nobody could write this dialogue thinking it's good dialogue. And then I realized that they didn't speak English and that's why it's so bad. And then it made it so much better. For some reason, like a movie that's trying to be bad funny, it just turns me off. But when it's legit bad funny, I'm into it always.
It's so funny.
So this one, I actually started off not being a fan of it. And then as I was reading about it during commercial breaks, I was like, oh no, I really like this. It's bad. It's very Mystery Science Theater-y. I'm sure it's been on Mystery Science Theater or something of the like.
It's so funny. The pudding is gross.
The pudding?
I don't know, whatever the green frosting shit is. I just called it pudding because I think they refer to it as pudding at one point in time.
Okay.
It's kind of like slime.
Sure.
If we're being honest. But like, so it starts out very Princess Bride, where it's like a grandpa is reading to his grandson. And then you realize that the grandpa is a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling him the story about the goblins. I was excited because there was a Joker poster in the background. But oh my gosh, that one scene where they're sitting in the thing and he's like, you have 30 seconds to stop him. And there's literally like a 5-minute pause. I'm like, what is happening? And then instead of doing like the sensical thing would just be to like flip over the table, the kid pees on all the food.
Yes, apparently he was supposed to just pretend he was possessed and like get on the table to get them to stop eating. But instead, the director changed his mind and was like, no, just kidding. I want you to pee on the table instead. 10-year-old boy.
Wild. Just wild.
But it does start very Princess Bride. And I was like, oh, they're trying to do a Princess Bride thing. And then grandpa's dead, but no one can see him but the little boy. But there's no real reason for that.
No.
And they poke fun at it a couple times. It seems like they're poking fun at it, which is weird. Because the director really is upset that people make fun of his movie. But at the same time, like, how do you write dialogue this way? The actors even wanted to ad-lib. They were like, let us ad-lib so it sounds more natural. And they were like, no, write it as it's written.
Okay, so that makes more sense of just like what a shit show this is. Because like The overacting is so extreme. But like, if they, as someone who's kind of, you know, I'm sure you have too. We've read like a few scripts in our day. Sure. It's hard sometimes to read just what someone wrote because it doesn't feel natural and it doesn't like flow off the tongue and it's very awkward. Mm-hmm. So like, there's a lot. I don't think that they could have said half the things that they said in this movie and made them sound natural.
Well, it doesn't help that this trivia note says that the entire cast went to a casting call thinking they were going to be extras, and then they ended up having lead roles.
Stop it. That's hilarious.
So I don't think that...
I'm kind of upset that I didn't watch the documentary on this movie.
There's a documentary on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely would have if I knew.
Me too. The kid star directed Best Worst Movie, which is a documentary about this movie and its cult status.
Oh, that's a bummer. I would have watched it. I love watching documentaries on movies being made.
Yeah, it won Best Feature Documentary at the...
we should have watched
Moving
that.
Pictures Festival. I know. 2009. Well. Oops. And ABC Nightline ran a segment on Troll 2 and Best Worst Movie in 2010.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, there's that.
Yeah, there is that.
I like the how the music just sounds like the standard music, like from a Casio, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the demo tracks on a cast.
Yeah.
But apparently one of them was a sped up demo track on the Korg. I don't know what a Korg is, but I'm assuming it's like a Casio.
A Korg is, yeah, it's a
synthesizer.
It's an electric keyboard.
Yeah.
Synth.
But I just thought it was funny. I'm like, that has to be a demo track.
And that's so funny.
It was. It was a demo track. So let's get into the actual plot, because there's really no characters or character personality or character development to speak of with this film. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's very one-dimensional, which is fine. I mean, it's called Troll 2. No one's expecting, like, a developed character. But it's interesting to me because the sister especially, the way they set it up, I'm interested. She's in there pumping iron. She's got a Johnny Depp poster. She's got Smurfs. I mean, I'm like, this chick is on it. You know? She's in there bench pressing for 10 minutes straight. I mean, that's the most reps I've ever seen anyone do of a bench press in my life. And I'm thinking this girl's going to kick ass in this movie. She's going to beat up some trolls, because I thought there would be trolls because the movie's called Trolls. I thought for sure this girl is going to be beating up some trolls. She's going to be doing stuff. No, she doesn't do hardly anything. And I'm not even sure why she's there.
No.
She doesn't even work. Like, a lot of times in these movies, like, oh, maybe she'll, like, antagonize her brother, or they'll have... But she doesn't even do that. They're, like, pretty supportive of each other in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The film. So there's nothing, like... I don't know. It's just, like, heaven forbid anyone in this family has any personality at all.
I was just looking at my notes, and I have, wait, what? Ha, 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 in capital letters. And I was like, what is that, too? But then when you started talking about the character breakdown, it was 100% to the dad getting mad that the kid peed on the food. And then, like, he goes to his belt. You think he's going to, like, smack his kid with the belt. But he's like, I'm going to have to, like, pull my belt tighter so I can, like, don't have to. I don't know, like
hunger
something about
pains.
Fighting the hunger pains. Yeah.
Like, how is that? But that's my question, because how is this not a comedy on purpose?
I was like, what
like,
is
that
happening?
Is the, like, how is someone thinking? Like, I just, who wrote that line and why is really my question.
Because I don't know.
If it's true that the director and his wife who helped write the film we're trying to make a legit horror movie. Like, why would you write that line? Was it still, was that line supposed to be funny? Or, like, what was their intention with that line is really my question.
No, it was 100% cheesy AF and corny. And, like, it felt like a joke. And the way that he performed it was very, like, okay, you know, like, that's, it just, it doesn't.
Not only does the line not work, but the delivery of the lines is really bad also. It's like, there's no, like, granted, I do not blame the actors. But at the same time, like, a lot of the choices are very strange.
Yeah. Very
strange. Like, the dialogue's already strange, but the choices on top of the dialogue are even more strange. Like, make it even more strange.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like someone came from a different country and tried to make a movie. It's like someone came from a different planet and tried to make a movie. Or AI tried to make a movie. You know?
Except for they didn't.
That's why I'm confused. Because this
movie was a trip.
It is over the top weird and strange. Let's talk about the witch a little bit.
I thought she had braces for like half of the movie.
I also thought she had braces. Quickly realized she didn't. But yeah, that's definitely like makeup on her teeth, I guess.
Something like that.
Because she's supposed to look gross, but you can tell she's just a really pretty young woman in a gray wig with makeup.
All over the place.
Yeah. But I thought she was great. She was my favorite part of the whole movie. She killed it. She really committed, is what I liked most about her. I also thought the cop was a great actor. He did a great job. I found him very believable. As a police officer trying to feed green slime to a child to turn him into a plant human so he could be goblin food.
Sure. I'm obsessed with the fact that these people thought they were auditioning to be extras. That just still blows my mind, but also makes me insanely happy.
Well, and could you, how wonderful for them.
Yeah,
you know?
They're
like how exciting.
And then they get the script and they're like, okay.
And they're like, oh, no. But I don't even think that they got the script. I think they were given like pages of the script at a time. So they didn't even know what was happening overall.
So funny.
But I also don't know what's happening. And I watched the whole film. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's fine. It also doesn't help that the director didn't speak English very well, and that the only person who did speak English was the costume designer, who was the main translator for the entire film, which I guess overcomplicates things. But it took them only 3 weeks to film the whole film, to film the whole movie.
Do you think at some point they just got tired of translating and they're like, just do it, whatever?
Yeah,
you
know? I think that's mostly what happened.
Oh,
but I honestly, I thought the witch was great. I liked how like she got younger and prettier. The weird corn scene was very strange.
Yeah.
Also, is his name Johnny, the boyfriend? The whole boyfriend subplot.
It literally feels like we just had the sister so she could have the boyfriend.
She has this boyfriend who has to have his friends around at all times.
Of course.
And doesn't know how to not have his friends around. And she is like, listen, I want to fuck. And I'm not into group sex. Like, I'm ad-libbing that a little bit, but that's pretty much what she said.
So verbatim. Funny.
And he's like, but friends are good, right? And she's like, no. And he literally brings his friends everywhere. He brings his friends on her vacation. And eventually he just says, no, I don't want to have friends and I'm going to be with you only. But there's no reason for it. It's a very strange side plot. I don't know why it's there.
I don't know. Really, nothing makes sense in this movie to
No.
me. The bologna sandwich killed me.
The bologna sandwich is hilarious. I do love that meat is the answer for how to get rid of the goblins.
This is the secret weapon. Don't open it until you need it.
A double-decker bologna sandwich.
No! Don't do it! Dead. Immediately makes your body poisonous to the goblins.
I mean... What she said, what about the cholesterol? What about the preservatives?
Oh my God.
Literally, lines from the movie. Okay.
I can't.
How did you feel about the makeup, though? I mean, I thought overall there were moments when it was not bad. And then there were moments where it was very bad. It was just very uneven overall. And I don't know if it was a funding issue.
It feels like they just concentrated on like one and sure. Then everybody else just got masks. You know?
Yeah. Like some of the troll masks were great. Some of them look like kindergarten paper mache.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how. I mean, the quality is just non-consistent. Mm-mm. The guy turning into a tree, I thought that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I liked that makeup. I feel bad for the guy who was in that makeup for 14 hours and had to stand inside of a pot for 14 hours.
Oh my God,
hours.
Can you imagine?
His shoes were screwed into the tree pot.
Sheesh.
So we had to just stay there the whole time.
I can't imagine.
But that, or like the trees growing out of the fingers, like the twigs growing out of the fingers, I thought that mm-hmm. looked really good.
Yeah.
But then there's like the weird witch makeup with just like, it looks like bad Halloween makeup. Like it's just weird because it's like some makeup looks pretty good, I thought, for a low budget 90s film. And some was just like... Did they have their children help them? Like, did they run out of time and need more hands? I'm curious how that happened. Maybe the documentary explains it.
I'm unsure, obviously. Right. It looks like... No, I guess this guy worked on quite a few things. I feel like it had to have been a budget thing.
Yeah.
You know, like you focus on a couple things, like the special effects team was probably like, we're going to really focus on like these two costumes or these two like makeups. And then we're going to just kind of do whatever with the rest.
I think that we should start a band and our band name should be the Goblin Mask Discrepancy, because that's what that's what I wrote in my notes.
Love
like,
it.
Oh,
yes.
The Goblin Mask Discrepancy. Oh, that's a good band name.
Yeah.
You like it, don't steal it. I think
I mean, if this helps, the person that was the continuity department, this is their only movie.
Sure.
So. Fair.
And they weren't there the whole time. They like left halfway through or something.
They're like, I gotta go somewhere else.
I don't want my name on this. Okay, so let's talk again about the witch because I'm confused. First of all, I thought this was a movie about goblins. Well, actually, initially, I thought this was a movie about trolls.
Same.
Then I found out it's a movie about goblins and not mm-hmm. trolls, despite the title of the film.
Yeah.
Then I found out it's about a witch and goblins. But I don't understand the correlation between the witch and the goblins other than that the witch is the queen of the goblins.
I don't know.
And somehow she has a stone from Stonehenge, a la Halloween 3, that she uses to harness the magic of the goblins. I don't understand how that works. I can't even come up with my own idea on how that works. Like, does she create the goblins or did the goblins exist and then she existed and then they found her and they were like, you're our queen?
I don't know.
Did she do a magic spell that created goblins? And if so, why?
Given no answers.
Okay. Like, what is she getting out of this is my main question.
Great question.
You know, Like, what is the relationship between the witch and the goblins that works so well? Because if she's their queen, that's great. But, like, what are they doing for her? Other than just existing. Because she seems like she's trying to help them get food.
She's like, trying to turn everybody into plants.
These goblins are starving. They do not have enough food. This town has no one in it to turn into food because everyone's a goblin. So how are they even, first of all, how are they getting people to come into town other than this, like, holiday-esque house exchange program?
Sure. Sure.
I just want to understand the science behind it.
You never will.
Or the magic.
You never will.
Maybe someone can, maybe someone knows. Maybe Charlie knows.
If anybody knows, please let Amy know.
He's our intern. He can go do the research and find out.
Okay.
I want to know, like, how they help each other.
Yeah.
You know, because she must be getting something out of it. Or did she just harness the energy of Stonehenge and gave herself powers, but maybe, like, you know, you cast magic. And there's, like, an offset of something that happens when you cast magic. So it's like, you cast magic, but there's a cost, right, to the magic. You've learned this from Vampire Diaries, Carly. When you cast magic, there's always something that suffers. So maybe when she harnesses the power of Stonehenge, she accidentally creates these goblins and she has to keep them living in order to continue with her magic that she has.
No, I think it's more like a Klaus situation where she's just she doesn't want to be lonely. If we're going to link it to Vampire Diaries, I can also say that the cholesterol is very similar to vervain. If we want to go there, I can fucking go there.
I love Vampire Diary loving Carly. It's my favorite thing.
You created this monster.
I love that you love it. Okay.
I love it.
Before we stop talking about Troll 2, because I think we are nearing the end of this conversation. I do.
Because I've already started working in Vampire Diaries when a couple days ago I was like, do you think people will mind if I discuss Vampire Diaries while you discuss Goblin 2? And that's pretty much what's happening
right
now.
It's Troll 2.
That's what I meant.
Well, it's an easy mistake to make because it has no trolls in it. So, Troll, we did Troll. We covered the movie Troll years ago. And I remember liking it. I don't really remember what it was about other than there was like a portal and like magic and like the apartment turned into like a magical place. I don't remember the details of it, but I do remember really enjoying it. But this has nothing to do with that movie at all, right? They just kind of were like, hey, just put this title on it so people watch it.
Yeah, I think Troll did really well. And so they just kind of were like, nobody will notice. That's goblins, you know?
Yeah.
Throw it in.
Yeah.
Why not?
So I think that the ending of this film, you know, they escape the goblins. They return to their home. Mom immediately starts eating an apple. Dad immediately says, I have to go to the office. Dad drops them off, does not even go in the house after this traumatizing event happened and says, I have to. First of all, I don't even think they're supposed to be home yet. So I don't know what he's actually doing. Is he going to see his mistress? That's my first instinct, is that man's not going to an office.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Mom, sister goes to her boyfriend's house. Fine. That makes more sense. Mom and son go inside the house. Mom immediately starts eating an apple.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Not a great choice. Have a double-decker bologna sandwich if you're going to eat anything.
Yeah. And the kid's like, I don't want to eat for 40 years.
Yeah. So he's going to die of starvation, so that's fun. I don't know how the goblins are there. How are the goblins there?
Nobody knows. They thought there was going to be a Troll 3. I think there was a Troll 3, actually, if we're being honest.
Oh, God. And then the baseball coming down the stairs. like the changeling.
Look.
And it says, yum, yum, mommy so good. First of all, how does it say so many words on this little baseball? I don't know.
I don't know. I
but
don't
they
know.
Ate her. They ate her. Oof. Very quickly.
They offer him a bite.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. I just, okay.
The end of this.
It's ridiculous. It's a bad movie, but it knows it is a bad movie to enjoy.
It doesn't know it's a bad movie. If the director's upset that people call his movie bad, then it doesn't know.
People enjoy it because it's a bad movie.
Okay.
It's famous for being a bad movie.
So is The Room.
Yes. Which people love The Room.
Yeah, I don't.
It's awful, but people love it. And people also love Troll 2. Apparently, they turned an entire town into whatever the town name is. Noglin.
I can't even say it.
Like, saying goblin backwards Nilbog. Is like impossible. I don't
know. It's literally Nilbog. It's Nilbog. Not impossible.
Well, it's impossible for my brain to do it on its own. I need to see it. Yeah. And they apparently had a screening of the film, turned the town into the town, and did a whole thing. So apparently it's popular enough to do things like that.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
That's Troll 2. 1990. Awesome. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
I actually I'm glad we did it. People have been telling me to watch that for a long time, and I just never got around to it.
Yeah, it's been on the list for a while, so mm-hmm. appreciate you.
Yes. Absolutely. So you've been watching Vampire Diaries. Let's get into it. I'm excited.
I feel bad getting into it because I don't want to spoil anything for anyone.
We don't have to spoil it, but just like you're enjoying it.
I'm on season four. I've been flying.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yes.
Things are happening. You're
Things
into
are happening
it.
Very much.
Okay.
I can't stop.
I love that. I love that because I was like, whenever I recommend things to you, like I'm usually pretty sure, like I have an idea if you're going to like it or not.
Yeah.
Because we have very similar tastes in things. Just
yes,
in general.
We do.
Not always, but like usually we do.
Yeah.
Like every TV show you've ever recommended to me, I've loved, and every mm-hmm. show I've recommended to you, you've loved. But this is one where I was like, I don't know if it's too like teeny boppery for you. Mm-hmm. But it, as I'm rewatching it, I'm like, it has moments where it's like kind of brutal. Like
it's so great.
It's really fun.
I like, really like it.
I think I forgot how much I liked it because it's kind of been a minute since I watched it. So like the idea of what it was in my head was different than how it actually is.
That same. Yeah. So it's great, though, because I'm really enjoying my time with it.
I'm really excited. Well, we'll have to talk more about it not on the podcast because there are a lot of spoilers to consider.
Yes.
Not that I don't know that the majority of our listeners are watching Vampire Diaries, but
or would be upset with spoilers. But you never want to be that guy, you know.
It's true. Or that woman.
Maybe someone will be like, oh my gosh, they keep talking about Vampire Diaries, like I need to know what's going on. And
listen,
then they start, but then I say this terrible thing and then I'm an asshole, you know.
Here's something I've said to you on the podcast before, but it's been years. And you can just, I need you to just confirm or deny.
Okay.
The werewolf transitions that occur in this show are particularly brutal for not showing anything.
Oh, I love them. They're so brutal.
Very intense. And some of the best werewolf transitions I've seen put to film, period.
I will agree. Because, guys, the premise of if you're a werewolf, you literally, like, you break every bone in your body as you transition to turn into a wolf. Yeah. It is not pleasant. It is not a pretty sight.
No, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we've seen in other films where it's like, obviously, it's not a pleasant experience to turn into a werewolf. It's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they describe it and the way they show it, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, fuck. Like, it's way worse. And it's like, it takes hours.
It takes so
of
long.
Just breaking your bones. And you're just like, see them screaming and their yeah. arms moving weird. Mm-hmm. And they don't really use special effects. It's just like the way they're moving and like mm-hmm. the screaming that you're just like, oh.
Yeah. And the sound design as well.
Yeah.
It's very
I think I remember
effective.
Telling you that. I think I remember telling you, like, I will say this for this show, like the werewolf transition scenes are crazy good.
They really
way
are.
Better than you're expecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that. Oh, well, I'm so glad you're enjoying it. And I can't wait. Okay. We'll need to talk some more about it in a little while.
I'm having a blast.
After we're recording. Anything else you've been watching?
I went to go see La La Land in theaters.
Did you cry? I cry every time I see that movie.
It's so good. It makes me so good.
It makes me cry a lot. I hate how much it makes me cry.
So it didn't make me cry when I saw it this time, but that's because the people behind me were just annoying.
Oh, I hate that.
It was the fucking worst. And I'm like, why come to the theater if you're going to be like
dicks.
Stupid? You
yeah.
know? Like yeah. not even like they're just stupid. Like, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Yesterday at I went to go see Swim Fan.
Oh, yeah.
New Bev.
Wonderful.
And it was amazing because they had the director there. They also Ooh. Had Sherry Appleby and Jesse Bradford, who, of course, like all I could think of was Bring It On, you know?
Sure, sure, sure.
It was fantastic. That movie's wild. And then I revisited Sinister and Stir of Echoes as well.
In the theater or
just
on your own?
Yeah.
You watch Sinister by choice?
Yeah.
At home?
I mean, I do often.
Do you really?
Is that weird? Yeah, I
like
that
movie. It is a little bit. That movie's freaky.
It's so freaky. But then it gets to the end and you're like, come on.
I think if I lived at home, I wouldn't do that. Especially at night. Did you watch it during the day?
Like, it wasn't light out.
Listen, if you're watching that alone at night, I'm impressed by you.
Really?
Yeah. I think
good.
I mean I watch a lot of horror movies. Mm-hmm. But I don't live alone. I just think I freak myself out a lot, but if I'm alone, I freak myself out a lot.
More. I mean, that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. I love ghosts, you know? Like we're good.
No, that's about ghosts. That's definitely a demon.
Yeah, that is a demon, but the child demon, and I live alone. I'm
sure.
safe.
Okay.
I don't have children. We're good.
It's true.
But yeah, the end of that movie.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh, fuck, the sound design in that movie is so
Like, would you watch it with headphones on?
No.
By yourself at night.
I'd feel unsettled.
Okay.
I'd feel
unsettled. That's what I mean. That's like my main concern. Yeah.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it.
I watched Leprechaun 4.
Amazing.
I have movie nights on Fridays. Most Friday nights I have movie nights with a couple of my friends. We have like a little like movie club. We watch movies together.
Cute.
And I usually just pick a horror movie for us to watch. I feel like eventually they're going to get tired of that and we're going to have to stop watching horror movies, but there hasn't been any complaints so far. We ended up watching Leprechaun 4 because it was, you know, the Friday before St. Patrick's Day. I'm not big on St. Patrick's Day, but I thought, hey, why not watch a Leprechaun movie? We thought about watching the original Leprechaun starring Miss Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
We also thought about watching Leprechaun in the Hood. And then I said, but you know what movie I've never seen is Leprechaun in Space, which is Leprechaun 4. I didn't know it was a thing even really. I was like, I didn't know that the Leprechaun went to space.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And it is lovely. I mean, it feels like a sci-fi movie. Hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
It's very weird. It makes no sense, but I loved it.
Good.
It was a great time. We had a good time.
Amazing.
I haven't watched much else. I've been really into like King of the Hill lately. Like at night, I'm just watching King of the Hill. So there you go. An oldie but a goodie. Old reliable. Yeah. All right. Should we spin this wheel? Because I'm really curious to see what we're watching. Oh, we have to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really curious to see what we're watching next week. Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
Spinning the wheel.
Wheel of Terrors.
Ooh. The Fly. I'm so excited.
Amazing.
Yes. We've been wanting to for so long. This was requested by one of our Patreon subscribers who goes by Gollum Wormtongue. I don't know his real name. So that's what we're calling him.
He did tell it to us.
He did. But, I feel like I'll just call him Gollum Wormtongue on here. That's fine.
Perfect. So The Fly is available to rent or buy starting at $3.99 anywhere that you rent or buy things.
Ooh, I'm going to finally open my Blu-ray copy because I've never watched my Blu-ray copy yet.
Ooh.
I'm so excited. I love The Fly and I haven't seen it in so long.
It's going to be a fun one for sure.
It's fantastic.
We love a little Goldblum.
We love Goldblum. We love Cronenberg. We love goopy gloppy body horror. At least I do. So, yes. Thank you.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right.
Is there anything else you want to discuss before we go, Miss Carly?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, I am very excited for next week when we're discussing The Fly. Until then, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.